thing. I am. That's what the paper says, read it. Do I need to call the meeting to order?
Yep.
Go for it, Jim.
Call the meeting, public hearing, to order, time. We're here to discuss proposal from the website improvement. We need to take a roll call, or?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. I'm just gonna open it up to anybody's comments.
So.
What are we thinking?
The way I've passed them out is that on top is all of the Illinois proposals we've received. That's just the way I handed them out. So you guys can go down the list from there, and then when you get lower, that's the larger ones as well. I mean, it's pretty short and simple to what exactly you guys are looking to spend and the kind of work you're wanting to have. I do have, I didn't give it to you guys, but I do have the RFP developed that has all the stipulations of what we're looking for potentially in this website redevelopment and kind of a coordination we would like from the individuals that handle it.
Is the MOS web design, where's it currently out of?
Crystal Lake, Illinois. Yeah, if you guys have any questions like that and can't find it, I have sticky notes that have some of that information on it for them.
So what do the prices range from to from?
Well, the first one, the smallest one that I made sure to include this morning, it looked like, man, they really undershot compared to the other individuals, I mean.
That's MOS, make sure I have it.
So actually, if you guys go and take a look at, it's Catalyst, it's probably near the bottom, it's the third to last. They're from Alpharetta,
Georgia.
And they just have smaller fees compared to anything I've seen coming from anyone else. I don't know how legitimate it is compared to the work that they perform, but looks like a one-time fee of $500. An annual fee of the first year would be $2,500, second year would be $2,120, and the third year would be $2,247. So that's the lowest price I've seen from all these proposals. And then the highest one was, I think it was almost $30,000 to $40,000.
Yeah.
Did you talk to them, or did you just give
this information? I do coordinate. They gave me all this, so we've asked questions and stuff like that. I coordinated with them a little bit. But I've kind of kept it to, we're at a standstill at the moment until decisions can be made a little bit more. Yeah, $39,850 was the highest.
And which one was that?
That would be E-Way Corp from Des Moines.
United?
Yep.
How much was they?
E-Way Corp was $39,850. I'm not sure. As I was looking through, I didn't see any annual fees or anything like that, but that's probably included. I don't see how a one-time purchase of $40,000 makes sense.
Not the city of this?
Corporation.
Yeah, it's cost summary on page 21 of E-Way Corp. The website development itself is $33,100. Maintenance, technical support, and continuous management looks like it's $6,750, and that's probably annually.
Annually.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that.
And then the next page over is a detailed breakup of the costs.
Well, the only thing I'm concerned about this, just looking at this Catalyst bid, just, I mean, because it is the cheapest,
It says five hours of paid support, but that's part of the annual subscription fee, so they're only giving you 5 hours for the whole year.
Sure.
So that's what you gotta think about.
5 years, you're gonna be the same price as everybody else.
You know, but you're looking at 5 hours for the entire year. Well, that's every time you call, so 15 minutes at a minimum. And I don't, it doesn't give their hourly fee, or I haven't seen it afterwards, but I'm sure their hourly fee is like triple digits, an hour. You only get 5 hours for the year, I think that's.
I know a few people that do some of these.
No, I certainly think that if we do want someone to handle it, we want to be able to have access to it, at least during business hours, anytime we need.
If you contact,
we got a local guy that can do it. I'm not even interested.
Yeah, I think we need to stay local.
I think we got someone local, it's right here, if we have a problem. I know you can do everything online and everything else, but support someone local that lives in our town.
Yeah, I agree.
To do the same thing that all the rest of these companies are doing.
No, you gotta do it solid.
And that would provide you the chance, if you did require any kind of face-to-face interaction with these individuals, you'd be able to have it.
Yeah. You can get a hold of them.
I would say you're more assuredly, he has to see everybody in the community.
And he's not that much more than the cheapest of the cheapest.
Yeah, you don't always have to go with the cheapest.
Yeah.
Lower bid is not always the best.
That's what I said, yeah.
Kendall, if you have any questions about the location, prices for any of these individuals, because each one is a separate proposal.
Fine, thanks.
I can let you know.
He was the one that I come into the meeting thinking, if anybody, if anybody be him, blah, we should pay us good.
Oh, you're telling my friends, I actually really felt that. I've killed a tree today.
And then $125.
We didn't roast.
What's everybody thought?
I myself think that's a local.
Best or in general.
And depending on how you individuals feel, you guys as a group, as a council, no for sure decision has to be made tonight. I mean, this is something that we want to make sure is done correctly. And there's a lot of proposals here. There's a lot of information to digest. So at least if you guys want to get through certain demographics and clear those up, and then by the next time we get around here, we can have a little bit more informative answer. I understand that. So if you want to eliminate everything outside of Illinois and then focus on that, if you can't develop a decision, that makes sense.
What's everybody's thought? We're going to just narrow it down to our local guy. That'd be my vote. David?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Sally, don't be shocked. I actually really do have, I'm just not going to give it, okay?
Why not?
Because I don't know anything, I'm...
Well, that's why me, I don't know, and I...
I don't know anything about the internet.
I think it's, I'm not on the committee, but as an alternate, I think it's something that we definitely need to do. Every community has it, and it not only benefits us tourism-wise, but it benefits us economic-wise and everything else in that. And to have a website is just a plus. And to have it maintained, that's the biggest plus. We can put together, anybody can put together a website, but maintaining that, doing it right, is another story. And my opinion, I would keep it local, because you can pick up the phone, they would need this done, and...
Well, he's going to have a vested interest in it, more so than these other companies. These other companies,
And somebody that knows the community and knows what we need, and so that's my opinion.
In the discussion area, you ought to research it more.
Well,
What do you think, Brett?
I like to stay local.
Stay local. I like to stay local.
$40,000.
My way.
Yeah, that's pricey.
If you do have more questions based on the information I've given you, just for these individuals that are local, I can reach out to them as well and ask questions if you guys do have.
Well, his is $1,300 plus a $1,500, I mean, $125 per month, but it's $1,500 more. So, you know.
And which one's his?
$1,450.
Ballman Brothers.
That one?
No, that'd be for the whole year.
So all these meet the RFP for now?
Yes, sir.
So, no matter who we choose, they're meeting.
Meeting it, I don't know for certain. They could not include demographics in there that I included in there. I mean, they could just not be willing to do that kind of work.
Speak to me.
Online forms for permits and services.
Here's my two cents. All I know, the 5 years I was here, the one that had the website before, I think I called them 3 times in 5 years. Once it set up, nothing was really had to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That runs itself.
Yeah.
Unless it crashes or adds something to it.
That's also what part of our page is. You can like look at our website two days in a row and not come up with the same page.
Not really.
It kind of takes you off.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's maintenance, a lack of maintenance, like nothing. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe there's pages, cookies or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I mean, if you own a phone or a computer, you're using somebody's website every day.
Yeah.
Every few minutes or whatever. So
when we took the last 2 trips, I got on website and checked things out.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable.
Yep.
Speaking as a Lewistown resident, last time I was on the website, the information, a lot of it's just out of date, kind of useless.
Sure.
To be honest.
My only problem with it is $13,000, but.
Yeah, I've seen it spend it on worse. No, I've seen him spend it on worse.
Well, I realize that. I'm not against it. That's my opinion. So, do we recommend this one to the full council? John's for it. You?
What are you interested in, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
What are you interested in here?
Well, the local. And we'll stay with the bald guy. Go with the bald guy.
Be careful. Be careful now.
My only problem is $13,000.
And that's a lot of money.
So if you think a website's worth it like that.
Unlike David. I'm old school.
Sure.
But I use the website. And they're helpful. But I'm worth that.
Well, I think it's something that we're almost forced to have.
Everybody's wanting it.
Yeah,
so
I think it's something we're almost forced to have.
I'm not going to be the one to stop it.
I mean, so you can be an off-the-grid community if you really feel like it, you know what I mean?
You can be.
Well, if you keep the guy in the local that knows it, like John said, he's infected. So if that's all right with everybody else, that would be a recommendation.
You got 1 minute to finish the meeting.
Meeting's adjourned.
Okay.
If everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Wamsley, give the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. We are grateful as a people, and we just ask that you will bless this meeting together. Give us wisdom, discernment, and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Everyone be seated. Thank you for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Here.
Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Dave Livingston?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Leiferry?
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes, the October 22nd meetings. Any questions, comments, additions, corrections?
Move to approve.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Oppose? Motion carries. Clerk's report.
I don't have much. I've just been keeping up the reports that needed done for the grants. That's all I've been doing.
All right. Thank you. Treasurer's report.
I have nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney Nathan is excused absence. Engineer's report. I don't see an engineer. Public comments and petitions. Anyone here wish to address this board? No? All right. Hearing and seeing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Well, one thing I can say, we supposed to have a finance meeting, and I took ill and I couldn't come to the meeting, and I found out we didn't have the meeting. And so I wanted to know what we decided to do about it, and that was our tax levy. And so I really don't, I need to know how we stand on this, and we need to vote on it. And ask Becca to come here tonight and kind of go through things with us.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
So we got our sewer truck back, we had another problem.
It's still not running right. We just got it back, so they can find an issue, but it's still not running correctly.
Streets and alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
I have nothing, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and Esda, Alderman Brad Ward.
I don't have anything either. The chief stepped out, so.
He didn't have anything either?
You want me to do it now?
I think the Esda wants to say something.
Go ahead.
Okay, as most of you probably know, we're into this Esda thing a year and a half. In May, it'll be 2 years. We're kind of at a dead still. We have the guy at the Farmington that still thinks he's in charge. He will not let us blow the whistles for any reason. I'm just going to give you a rundown on here what's going on. We've been meeting every month for the last year and a half. And it's the same old every month. Nothing's getting done. Well, I'm just going to give you a rundown. In May of 23 is when we started this, and we ran two storm deployments going out weather watching, and we had, I think, six standbys because neighboring counties have on radar. And then this year, we've been out six times for weather watch for tornado warnings or whatever, with eight standbys for just doing radar watching the other counties. We're up to eight members, plus three is like as needed. So we've actually done good there, but we've never had a membership drive, which I felt needed to be done not too long after we started this thing. I hadn't planned on being here this long, and I told Doug that I would help get it going, but we're at a standstill. I think it's time we need to name a director, and that director needs to, we're going into the winter months. This is the time to get it going. I talked to my people down at the National Weather Service, and being done on the school program, I get videos and stuff to watch. I got just signed up for the winter one again. I suggested that last year, and the two heads up just didn't act like it was worth it. And I said, well, we got to start somewhere. People just can't go out and weather watch and not have training. This is not the time to have training. This is when tornadoes hit. So my recommendation is, we need to get a director named. We need to give Chris Helley his walking papers. And if we're going to have to reprogram these radios in the siren box, because that way we have complete control, that's what we're going to have to do. But I think this community deserves better than Chris Helley.
Oh, that's better than that.
I mean, we've already went out several more times than he can even know if anybody did. So we just need to get the ball rolling or it's dying. We're gonna lose three people if we don't.
What do you need from us?
We need somebody in charge. We ain't got nobody in charge.
If we put somebody in charge, it's just on paper. I mean, why can't someone take, why isn't someone doing this stuff that you're talking about, I guess?
Well, we assigned everybody numbers to start with because you have to start somewhere. So one was Annette, two was Craig, and they told me to be three. So far, LE3 has done everything. I got the radios, I got the FCC license with Cindy updated, and they have not done anything. They call me every month, and I set up the Facebook thing where we can group call. Because this, when you get a tornado warning, it's hard to set up your phone and try to get everybody's phone number. I said, set up a group call. Well, they never did it, so I did it. So now they call me every month to send out the group call. I said, you guys know that you can do that? If anybody on that group call can set out a text.
So do you want to be the director?
I didn't really want to be. But
that wasn't the question.
Between me and Jeremy right now, if we're going to keep this thing going, one of us two need to do it.
I mean, the way I've looked at this, if you're number three and number one and two aren't doing it, do it.
Well, that night when we started,
you're third in,
you
know,
you said everybody's behind you, Jeremy, pointed you to take the lead on this. And I didn't want to because of my health.
I get it.
But right now,
the problem being is we're not getting anybody involved.
I want to see this thing work.
No, I get it, but nobody's getting involved. Nobody's coming wanting to be involved.
We got a thing on the front door that says wanted.
Apparently, everyone is satisfied with right here.
Yeah.
They're satisfied.
Then we got to at least try to have that's, some sort that, of a...
That's what we've been doing.
So you want to make him the director?
I mean...
Don't we own the sirens?
Yeah. That's what I'm, all this stuff is bureaucratic stuff, Denny. If you push a button and the siren goes off in an emergency, we did our job. If you can't test it because he won't let you, okay. But if you push it in an emergency and it goes off, that's
and
all
then
we
you
want.
Notice every month now since that happened?
Yes.
He sets them off at a little bit before 10 every first
he refused, month. He refused to let us do this, but yet the director of the Cass Putman Rescue Squad in Cuba is catered to and as tests his siren all the time. I don't understand this. I just don't understand. What is different about us?
Well, I'm at a point now where I can only do so much with the weather service because Helly is still listed as the director for Polk County Edison, which includes us.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but would they recognize the director?
Yes.
I mean...
Call him the director.
I mean, is that what you want? I mean,
I'm sure that once you name someone and you does the county have a contract with us to provide this?
I don't know.
Or is it just hearsay?
It's probably a law that we have to have an ESDA director for something through FEMA so we can get all this attention.
Sometimes the title has to be there.
That's right, and it doesn't. It just has to be on paper.
Yeah.
So I don't know. All I want is people in the community getting involved. That's what I love. That's what I wanted to see from the beginning. And that's what we're getting. And you know, if we need a rubber stamp to say somebody's the boss, I mean, we can do that.
Well, I know out of the...
I think you should do it.
I mean, is that what the council wants to do? Because, I mean, just a couple months ago, we were talking about other things, about ESDA. Not talking about having an ESDA, talking about... why we couldn't have an ESDA. So I don't know which way you guys want to go. Tell me. If you want to name a director, I'll name one right now.
I think it's already proved itself that we need it.
I mean, I think it's helpful. Anytime you get people in the community out helping other people in the community, how can you say it's a bad thing?
Yep.
Well, I think if it takes calling somebody a director to get Chris Helly under control, then that's what we should do.
If that's what you believe.
And if we have to have Reagan come down and reprogram the radios for us to be able to set them off, and Helly doesn't want to have the backup for county, so be it. But at least we know that we're setting them off and we're here.
Yep. Have you talked to Jeremy?
I mean, Jeremy's the youngest one. He's the one
Jeremy,
that...
I haven't been to a meeting in 5 months because I'm tired of crap. Mm-hmm. Jeremy and Jacqueline ain't been to a meeting in 5 months. Because
it's the same stuff.
We want to see it move.
I asked Jeremy months ago if he would be interested, and he said yes.
Yeah.
And then I been waiting for you guys to give me the word, what you want to do.
Some chance they don't want me to do it. He goes, put your name in. And then he goes, then you can make sure that I have all that I need to take over. And I said, I would love to help somebody get this thing going. Because it's not like being a fire chief. There's a lot to this that people don't even understand.
But what people see is when you come out to help them.
Yep.
All that, they don't care about all this back channel paperwork stuff. They don't care about it. But when you're out there and something's happening, you're there trying to help them, that's what they care about. I mean, if it's a consensus to name a director, I will, you know, I'll talk to him.
Name a director, and then if he wants to develop Jeremy or whatever to succeed him.
I mean, whatever these guys want to do, I mean, I'm not going to dictate to them what they want
to
do.
It'll make a difference to me, but I hate to see it fail. I don't want it to fail. Because it's already proven that what you go out and do.
I don't want it to either. I want younger people to get involved.
And that's what I think.
Do we need to talk to Jeremy and see if he'll take the position?
Jeremy said he would.
He would. He's, I've already talked to him. I talked to him months ago. That's what I mean.
If he'll take it.
Because he's already told me that if he gets the leader, he's going to take me number two guy. Because with him working at courthouse and me not working because of my disability, but I have base radio interface at the house. The radar, and he goes, wow, how better can it get? Now, that works towards the nursing home, so she said it with her in her Jeep a couple of times, which really doesn't help us, but...
Well, you know, any director for a little while, and then he can decide when it's time to pass it over.
Better to me.
Well, I didn't know how you guys felt about naming a director that isn't here.
Yeah, this gets signed out. We need to get signed up for next.
I mean, if it's just an appointment, if it's a mayoral appointment, I can do it anytime.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you guys, this is what you want to done, I'll do it. I'll talk to them. We'll work out the details, and I'll name somebody.
Who else
says? I'm in favor of doing whatever's necessary.
All right.
I think it needs titles now.
Okay.
Get things moving.
See, they're wanting to spend money. And I just can't see that right now. If we don't know for sure, we're going to have it.
I agree with you, Denny.
They want wind machines that you can carry with you.
I agree with you.
Well, they're going to do no good. You have nobody to walk around and use them.
Right. Right. And, you know, when you do, what are you really doing? You're getting on the radio and telling people how that it's windy and the difference between 40 and 60 mile an hour. I mean, really, what public safety thing is that? But, anyway, we won't get into that. Okay, that's what we'll do. Brad, you got something else?
I just have the activity report. We had 304 incidents for the month of October. Anything else to add? And I just kept steady.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused on what we ended up with the ESDA. So,
we didn't make
is anybody else? Did we appoint Denny, or did we just...
No, I'm just going to talk to him. We'll figure out the best course of action, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. Nothing else, Brad?
What's that?
I forgot something.
You got something, Chris?
I am not. So I know the council approved to hire Colin Van Meter, kind of dependent on whether or not he can pass a power test. At this point, I've given him a power test twice. He hasn't passed it yet. And we're getting kind of to the point where he has to pass the test on November 25th, I think, is when the actual power test for the academy is. I'm just going to be honest with you, my expectations is that he's not going to be able to pass it based on the last one that I just gave him a couple weeks ago. I just don't think he's going to be able to get through it. There is another guy that just grabbed an application today. Discharged Marine. They're still Marines in their heads, so I'm not going to say he's an ex-Marine. He's a Marine that got out of the service.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah, so he's showing some interest. He picked up an application today for it. If the council is okay with just proving him to be hired, you know, given Van Meter not being able to pass the power test, for the January Academy, I'll move forward with that. So but I just wanted to kind of apprise you guys of that situation.
And if he's not going to be able to pass the power test, then you send him down to lose your spot. Because you lose your spot when they...
I talked to the director of SWIC, and they just, they hold a spot. I can send, we can send whoever for the spot.
Okay, so...
But whoever I send down there has got to pass power test to get into the academy, so...
And if newly discharged Marine is interested in...
Yeah, he picked up an application today. His name is Ian Stairwell.
Who?
Ian Stairwell. He has a Lewistown address. He's from here. I don't know him.
I think I know him. I just have to see his face.
Yeah, he's a young kid, probably early 20s, so...
You're saying he picked up an application today. You don't know him, and you're already wanting him to approve hiring him? I mean, how does that make sense?
I was going to do an interview.
Are they applying to us, or are we applying to them?
Kind of both at this point. He did do some ride-alongs over the sheriff's office, so I know some of the sergeants that interacted with him and everything.
Just seems to me like we're getting awful anxious to, if we're getting applications one day.
Can't you wait until next
meeting? Well, no, but I'm just saying,
I just
let it speak for itself.
Yeah, we'll go over there.
I can do all the background stuff. I just wanted to kind of get the ball rolling on this before we ran out of time.
Interesting, touch before the next meeting.
Yeah.
Like I say, we got two more meetings this year, so.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be the November meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought I was going to make any larger suggestions.
Okay. I mean, it ain't as if we got people beating our door down on the workforce.
We'll see what we will.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, anything else?
No,
nope, all right.
Do a little more background on it, and I'll let you guys know.
All right, we'll move on then. Water, Alderman Kendall Miller.
I was supposed to have a committee meeting tonight and didn't make it, of course, but anyway, what I want to talk about, I'm not going to do it tonight, but we'll have a meeting on it, and it's going to be on fluoridation of the water in the community. And I got to get some more information, but we'll discuss whether to continue fluoridation or to end fluoridation. A lot of communities have ended it, and a lot of people still have it. So that's what it'd be about. I just want to let you know. Other than that, I don't have anything else on water.
You have a proposed time or date for the meeting?
Not yet. It'll be on the agenda.
It'll be posted according to the law. All right, moving on. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jimmy Long.
Well, the publications, we have a meeting, and we're all in agreement that they want to keep local. And we narrowed it down to my God.
So this is the website redevelopment that's in new business?
Yes.
Okay, we can talk about it then.
And everybody seemed to be in agreement that if we had to pick one, it would be Mr. Osborne. So, out of all of them, they want to keep local. I have only one problem with it, and that's the $13,000, but it's a necessity that I think probably needs to be updated and taken care of. I'm just putting that on the record. I'll do whatever everybody else wants to do. That's the one we recommend.
All right. Anything else?
I've got talked about last meeting, trying to get a new bid price for one of the dump trucks for the city, and we still haven't heard anything out of them, and it's been a month. And Evan is going to have Jared Butler look at our old bid and see if we can possibly patch it up or repair it or build a new back end or whatever we need. And I think we're going to look at that tomorrow. Didn't you say Jared gonna look at the...
If he's got time.
Yeah, if he's got time. So no progress on it or the light tower. We can't seem to get response out of the salespeople for the new beds. So maybe they're not wanting to sell new beds. And that's all I got.
All right, thank you very much. Tourism, Alderman Kendall Miller.
I don't really have, the only thing that's coming up, the biggest thing on tourism is, next event for the community is gonna be the Christmas thing, so, but anyway, I think there's a meeting, I don't see Kenny, but I think there's a meeting coming up.
Monday.
Eighteenth.
Yeah.
And it's at the Visitor Center.
Yeah, 6:30.
At 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
The 18th at the Visitor Center?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's your question.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Moving on, TIF, Alderman John Spotlin.
Nothing.
Thank you, sir. Citizens Committee, is anyone here from Amanda?
No, sir.
See you here, all right. Moving on, Christmas Committee, you don't see Kenny, but Christmas Committee is when, meeting, Monday, you said?
Monday, 18th.
Yeah, he let me know he wasn't gonna be here, just remind everybody about the meeting.
There'll probably be a text out there.
On the 18th, yeah.
All right, and Economic Development, Ms. Aaron?
A couple of things, one, LEAP, which is the Lewistown Economic Advancement Project, is now, officially sponsored by the Spoon River Partnership for Economic Development, so that means our group is under their 501(c)(3), so we can apply for grants under their 501(c)(3), and a couple of those are happening. And then the other thing is the housing stock survey that's with IDA. We just met earlier, Ashley and Canton. There's two pieces of this housing stock survey. One is a questionnaire. One is a questionnaire that is gonna go out to be able to be filled out. It can be filled out by Lewistown residents. It can be filled out by people that work in Lewistown. It can be filled out by people that are in Fulton County. The goal is, let's just use 2,000 as the number of residents in Lewistown. They're hoping for 5% of that number to be returned. So they're hoping to get a return of 200 questionnaires. It basically says where you live now, or you know, if you work there, kind of your demographics, and then what might be some of your challenges to housing, you know, what price housing are you living in, that kind of thing, what would you be looking for? So that's one piece of this. Lewistown is doing it with Canton under the partnership, but the results will be separate. So Lewistown will get a separate separate survey results and then a separate housing stock survey. Parks might be different in Canton than they are in Lewistown, so we thought separating was the best idea. So that's one piece of it. Hopefully everybody that's listening to me right now will fill out a survey, and then you'll tell your friends about filling out a survey.
How do they circulate that survey?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
So that we met at 5 on Michelle ran the county board and came here, and okay. So I don't know yet. So the other piece of that is then the actual physical looking at the houses survey. We have a group of volunteers that wouldn't even wait until the spring, so super eager. So we're meeting on the 19th. Again, everybody is welcome. Anybody is welcome. On the 19th in Canton, and they will train us on how to use the app that's on our phones to do a visual survey of the houses in Lewistown. And so just so you're all aware, in case and I'll monitor Lewistown happenings to say somebody was standing outside my house with their cell phone, what are they doing? It's a sidewalk survey. There's no walking around houses. There's no knocking on doors. There's no going into houses. There's no need to speak to residents. There'll be a survey on the person that's taking its phone, and they'll fill out, you know, the grating on the roof, the exterior, that kind of thing. And then from the phone, it disappears. So there could be 7 people all over town doing this at the same time, and as soon as a house is completed, it disappears off this app. And then we'll get the results from IDA on what came up. Basically, we want to see a lot of improvements that are needed on these surveys so that then we can go for grant money for some of the things that are an issue. So like, I know Lewistown has demolition of buildings in their budget. We could get grants for demolition. So we say in Lewistown actually.
So I have one question. So is this actually people can get money to fix up their own houses?
Is it just to build new houses? This is the data set to say this is where Lewistown currently is. This is X number of houses that might need to be demolished. This is, et cetera. So, like, there was a grant that that I think you all talked about a year ago that you couldn't go after because you didn't have the data. It was a $75,000 grant to get rid of some trees. You didn't have the data to go after that grant. This will give you that data. You then, as a town, will have this data to say, you know, this is what we need, et cetera.
I guess I still understand if it's going to fix up houses or not.
This housing survey is the step one of our goal to fix up some houses.
Okay. So I didn't want it to be just build new houses, and what's going to happen to these other houses that are just, that need fixed? That was why, what I was getting at.
No, it's more finding out data, like in the questionnaire, one of the things was, you know, would you be interested in finding out information about, like, helping seniors? Like, there's things out there for helping seniors to weatherize their houses. There's grants out there to demolish blighted buildings. There's, IDA specifically demolishes buildings.
Okay.
Me personally, I take on the buildings that should be demolished, and then I fix them instead. So I don't necessarily need that, you know, so there's, there's the, this is the first step to getting available resources.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So that's it. So I just wanted you all to be aware of that, and I think that was everything I have. Thank you.
Thank you,
Aaron. Thank you. All right, moving on. Public Works report. Evan Palmer.
As far as water and sewer, everything's running good, except, like I said, we got a truck back. Still got some issues with it, so we're going to try getting that fixed. We got a dump truck that has some issues. One thing I'm going to bring to next council, I'm going to have to replace one of our garage doors down at the street garage. It is broke, so I'm just gonna have to get a whole new one. So I'll call around and see if I can get some of the doors, if it, you know, because I talked to Johnny, an ex-employee, and he thought that that was a special height. So he says make sure it's measurements, and because it's a custom-sized door. And then, other than that, I'm working on the source water thing. I gotta go meet with a gentleman in camp tomorrow so I can finish that up. And I'm also working on Lewistown's emergency response plan for at least the water side right now, and then I'll move forward to the wastewater side. It's just a long process, meeting with a lot of people, and, you know, making sure if we were to call that person, that that's a reliable source to use in the future.
All right, thank you, Evan. Appreciate it. All right, moving on. We have no unfinished business, so we'll skip that to new business. Looks like something Becca's here to talk to us about.
So every year we talk about property tax levy. In your packet, there should have been a sheet for three different scenarios, a 0%, a 1%, and a 2%. Based on what you guys say, I will draw up the ordinance for that, which cannot be passed for at least 20 days from the time that you vote on this percentage. The 0% is the same, again, as what you would have last year for $169,400. And to put that into perspective, the general fund receives $106,400 of that. The total general fund budget revenue for this year is $1,027,000. So your property tax makes up 10% of your general fund's revenue. And that funds every operation as far as administrative, your salaries, streets, police, the ESDA stuff, everything comes out of that. Also in there, it's supposed to cover insurance. There are two portions of the levy for tort liability insurance and workers' comp. And of that, that makes up 25% of your levy. And this year's insurance bill came to $63,773 in the general fund. So your levy is not quite covering 40% of that. Your Social Security is maintaining itself. It's right now you're just under 22,000 when you're through half of the year, so a $43,000 levy is pretty much like right where you want to be. IMRF, your IMRF currently, the fund balance is over 200,000. Part of that's due to the incredibly low IMRF rate that the city has. A lot of your employees, once they're here, they work for a while and then they move on to somewhere else, and they don't actually vest in IMRF. So the portion of money that the city has put into IMRF for that employee stays in the city's bank, basically, and so IMRF keeps reducing your rate. So I reduced the IMRF portion of your levy again this year. I wouldn't suggest removing it completely, because you never know when that's going to change, if you're going to hire a lot of people, or you have somebody retire, you want to have that there. So, but I did reduce it again to make it closer to what your expenses for this year should end up being. So, at 0%, your levy would be $169,400. For every percent that you decide to levy, it's $1,750. So basically, I need to know what direction you want. If you want to stay at 0%, 1%, 2%, you can go up to 5% without having to hold a truth in taxation hearing.
Provincial Bureau, right?
The only thing that not increasing property taxes would do is, depending on what kind of grants you're going after, if they see that you haven't increased your property tax in a few years, they could say, well, if you don't help yourself, why should we help you? I've not come across that situation, but that's not saying it does, it's not out there. But when, otherwise, yeah.
When does the state stop the grocery tax? You don't?
It's supposed to be June. You're supposed to, if you're going to do that, pass a property tax, or I mean a sales tax.
No, I just mean,
I think
when?
In December, so that the state stops it in July.
July 1st.
I think it's July 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, that's their new fiscal year. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Good old state of Illinois.
My opinion, no change.
Huh?
My opinion, no change.
I think we're doing good the way we are.
When I was at the township, I thought that too. I thought we don't need to raise this because, and I fell right into what she said. All of a sudden, there was supposed to be outside funding for me, and I couldn't get it because I hadn't raised the taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know that it's, whether we need to raise them or not, but maybe for our security's sake, they should be raised.
How much money do we have in CDs?
One's a million, and another one is 60,000 maybe. No, more than 160,000.
You're asking people with a, maybe a little bit less than that to pay more taxes.
Yes, we could use it in our water fund, but. No.
It's $1,700 a year.
That's the difference.
So anyway, all right, discuss. What do we want to do? We got options.
And do you think there's a direction where she needs to go?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I make the motion we leave it as is, zero.
Motion to leave it as is.
I'll second that motion.
All right, we have a second. Roll call vote, please.
Overheard to Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
No.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. You need anything else from us, Becca?
I will draw up the levy ordinance and have it to you for your council meeting in December.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate it. All right. Next item of business is the City of Lewiston website. City of Lewiston website, anybody want to discuss that?
We brought that up. Website, is that all we're working on?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, yep, that's the next order of business.
We need to make a, I guess, but all we got to do is make a motion, see if everybody agrees or not.
Is there anything that you still want to take a look at involving this website redevelopment project? Is there anything at all? If there is, you can. That is completely okay. But if you have found what you're looking for, if you found the prices right for, and there's someone that you're actually interested in handling and moving forward with the website, then we can do that.
Can he give us examples of what he's going to do for us?
I'm sure he can. As far as I know, he's developed other types of online websites and things of that nature, at least relative to it, or handled other community, not community, but other groups' pages. So he can show us some of the work he's handling already.
What does everybody want to do? Do I just go for it, or do you want to see some of the work before we take it on?
I don't know that he's going to be in there. I mean, he's going to show you a website.
Yeah.
I mean, we just the basic stuff we know.
We signed a contract. It's just a yearly contract.
I would assume that's up to you guys about how the contract is actually written up. I don't know how long. I certainly won't know. I've never signed one.
Well, it looks like you've got this one-time the website build, and then it's $125 a month is optional for website maintenance.
Yeah.
And the regular monitoring updates and ongoing support.
Yep. Let's everybody speak up. What we want to do. The floor's open.
I'll make a motion that we take Bald Man Marketing's RFP to build our website.
Second.
A motion to second. Any further discussion? Well, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
No.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Do we have anything else on this subject? If not, we'll move on to the presentation of bills.
Do
we have a chance to look at the bills?
I got some questions on the bills.
All right.
A couple of questions on this Quincy.
Compressor.
Yeah, compressor.
Mm-hmm.
How's come it was paid so late?
I reached out to them before. They said that they sent me a copy of the invoice for how much the compressor that Evan got was. They in fact did not. I went and checked to see if I received any invoice from them. So they didn't have any argument pertaining to that. They said that's okay.
Is this the bills we were talking about last month?
No.
Okay,
because I noticed it was way past due. I was wondering why.
They sent the wrong paperwork?
No, they just never reached out to me with the actual proper invoice for the machine. It took a while to get the compressor itself anyways.
This may be a good time for me to make my comment. Last time we paid bills, there was a question of some late charges. And it was the first that I was aware of it, and once Levi and I talked, he called and had him taken off, and that's what he did. And in talking to Levi afterward, I asked him why this happened, and he said because he had made a mistake, and he felt like calling and getting that taken off the bills was covering up his mistake. That was his reasoning. So it sounds an awful lot like honesty to me, but I may be wrong.
Well, Jake and I wasn't at the last meeting, so I didn't know.
No, I'm explaining that's what happened.
Okay.
So.
I'm just stating that too. Then we got a new copier.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How come we got a new copier? What was wrong with the other one?
The other one was having issues keeping up with all the kind of paper I was pushing through it.
Wasn't the other one under a contract where they had to come and take care of it if there was a problem?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so once again, why did we get a new one then?
I suppose when individuals came in to bring up the offer to me, and then I took a look at the state of our printer now, I thought it was going to be a good opportunity to get some new equipment into the city of Hall.
I knew nothing about this.
Right.
So we're still paying for the old one though, right?
As of this moment, I don't have to move forward with any payment for the old one if we don't need to. But I'm still working on trying to get everything transferred over. The company itself, GFI Digital, told me that they would assist me in the transfer of everything. I haven't had much assistance from them in order to get everything transferred, but I can reach out to them and make sure that they come and help me. Because I signed a contract with them.
So were we able to get out of the other contract without any problems?
Yes. Yes, we were. I even received a check that would end up paying off how much was left on our agreement with that company.
And how much was that check for?
$8,000.
Okay. And where was... So it was deposited in general?
I haven't done anything with that check yet.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to make sure I can apply ample time to getting everything figured out with that and not just doing anything willy-nilly with the money.
Well, I kind of think that if we're going to, and this is just me, if we're going to make a change like this that's going to cost $500 a month, we should talk about it first.
Oh, I apologize about that.
Agreed.
Yes, only thing I have to say about bills and summaries and everything.
And what's this list on my last page here?
That would be AEP energy bills. Currently I'm in the middle of making sure that we have all of our utility charges set on just the Ameren utility charge, which is how it originally has been. But come July of this year, they ended up separating our utility charges. And that's not what we requested, and that's not what's in our agreement. So I had difficulty understanding exactly what I was looking at. So that would be the charges for 18 accounts that we own. That would be 3 months. And that is how long it's taken to get a hold of it. But moving forward, all of our utility charges should be on a single bill.
They're going to combine them all onto a single bill?
That's what it originally was the entire time I was here.
Did it get switched over to another provider?
We got switched to... They're the deliverers of the energy, right, as far as I know, and they just ended up separating the billing off of the Ameren and sending their own invoice instead of keeping it on the Ameren invoice. So honestly, nothing should have changed on our side of things. That was more their side, Ameren side, and whoever the energy supplier side is, or deliverer. That has come up on their system to decide to do single billing instead of consolidated billing.
And they didn't let you know about it?
No, they just went forward with it as if that's exactly what we signed up for. So it took me a couple months to get a hold of it.
Okay.
Nothing's getting shut off because I've still been paying an Ameren bill on those accounts, every single one of those. That is the delivery fee itself. So they are aware that we are paying something towards those accounts.
This one doesn't have a stamp on it, does it? Bill or something else, or bill was by itself. Put that on the back. Turn it over, dummy. Thank you. Went in down fast.
That's all I have to ask.
Yeah.
Approve bills. Motion.
I have a motion to approve the bills. Need a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
All in favor, Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kim Lamella?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye. All right. Motion carries. Bills are paid. Any other business? If not, we can get a motion to adjourn. We have no closed session. Unless we need one.
No, I didn't, I'm gonna, so move on.
On the adjournment.
On the adjournment.
I'll second that motion.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming, may God bless you all.